It's Big Jim's house. What would you do Wednesday?
What would you do?
It's all about going to see the parents. We have our producer Ryan here because we're going to talk about this in just a second, but we want to hear from you. 248-398-WCSX. All revolves around an email we got.
Yeah, this girl is going to meet her boyfriend's parents for the first time, and he told her if his mama doesn't like her, their relationship won't go forward. So she's like, all right, I think you might be the one, but do I just run now?
What do y'all think? 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279 is our studio number. You can call, you can text us. I've seen some text messages pop up here, Aaron.
Dump him, find a man that does not need someone's approval of his relationship decisions. I was engaged before my wife actually met my parents. Rachel says, it sounds like his family's in charge, and even if his mom doesn't like her, sounds like she may control things later on. She went on to say he's not very nice for putting that kind of pressure on her. Steve says, oh, hell no. If the boyfriend can't get his man bits out of his mom's purse, she's going to have to do a talent show and swimsuit runway walk too. Yikes.
So we had pointed out, too, that this reminds us of seeing that, you know, when you're talking about being a mama's boy, of course, you go to the water boy.
Don't you remember what your mama told you about girls?
I remember, mama.
I don't ever want you associating with little girls.
Why not, Mama?
Because little girls are the devil.
Okay.
And it ties in with another message we got that says, Mamas know things. If she doesn't approve, maybe she sees something that he doesn't.
Man, I don't know. I'm on the other side of this. I'm like, if I love somebody, I love somebody. If my family doesn't approve, that's their problem. I can't get out of her life. If my family didn't approve of Kathy, I would still marry her. I would have still married her.
I was in a situation like this prior to meeting my husband, though, because I was young and I had a daughter and I was dating a guy and his family hated the fact that I had a kid already when we were dating and they were just not cool with it.
He bailed on you?
It ended up being where I was just so uncomfortable around his family that I just didn't want to deal with it. So it was like a mutual bail.
But still,
it was one of those things where it's like they were so judgy, it made it uncomfortable.
248-398-WCSX. That sucks. All right. Young millennial, our producer Ryan comes in here. One, you're in a relationship now.
Yeah.
So I want to ask the question. Your mom doesn't approve. What would you do?
I wouldn't date her. I know I'm going to get a lot of crap for this from everybody, especially with the comments. But I told Heidi that. I was like, dude, if my family doesn't like you, we're probably not going to date you.
So she could be perfect in every other way. Every other way. But you're like, nope, I'm not, no.
Yeah, and it has nothing to do with my mom running my life and I need my mom's approval on everything.
Well, kind of.
It's I do so much with my family. I'm constantly with them, constantly hanging out with them. I don't want that awkwardness. And you guys know me, confrontation is the thing I stay away from the most.
Yeah, you freak out.
I just wouldn't
want
to have to deal with that.
So you're just, it's not so much your mama, but it's somebody fitting in with your family dynamic.
Well, yeah, it's that. And obviously, I take what, it was me and my mom for a long time. I think we have a little bit of a different relationship than most mom and sons do.
Yeah,
and
so I take, she's seen you getting out of the shower.
I take what she says super, you know, very seriously. And she's usually been right on advice that she's given me in the past and stuff like that. But she's never not liked one of my girlfriends.
Okay.
So that's the thing, you know, that's the thing too.
Hold on, quit trying to qualify it. Stop it.
Yeah.
You're trying to qualify it. You said.
I'm trying to defend myself.
You're not going to get tore up. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
248-398-WCSX. Are you nervous now?
No.
You should be. We have audio of Ryan's mom actually giving him some advice.
Don't you remember what your mama told you about girls?
I remember, mama.
I don't ever want you associating with little girls.
Why not, mama?
Because little girls are the devil.